Right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, like Jeremy told you, I will be talking a little bit about how to join the UK Federation and the different ways to participate. It is, in fact, rather straightforward presentation, and hopefully that will come across in that way. Actually, some of the things I was going to be covering have already been answered, I think, in some of the answering question and answer sessions we've just had, but I don't think there's any harm in reiterating some of those. So just a quick overview of what I'll be covering. Very briefly, who's eligible to join, the straightforward application process. Just a little bit about different ways you can participate in the Federation as an identity provider, and a little bit about the membership and support that we provide as the Federation operator. Right, so I think what Henry actually said was that who's eligible to join, and it's really, broadly speaking, the UK education sector and commercial organisations providing services to that sector. There's two types of members, service providers and identity providers. I think it was made clear that you can actually be both should you wish to do so. So to be a service provider, that's really open to all UK Federation members, certainly those wanting to provide a service to the UK education sector. Identity providers, that's really aimed for educational institutions such as schools. Just reiterating really what we recommend, I mean, schools can join independently, but we do recommend that they join through their local regional broadband consortium or their local authority. Colleges, again, universities, UK research bodies, and other publicly funded bodies such as NHS libraries and so on. So that's really all about who's eligible to join, I think everyone in this room probably. So I just want to take you through the application process, which is actually a really straightforward paper exercise, in effect. So you sign up to the rules of membership that you now know everything about, further to Henry's presentation. There's an example letter on the Federation website. You sign that and send that to Janet, the Federation operator. What we do, we do a number of different checks, and one of them is that we check that your organisation has a legal status, and we do that by looking at the company, the UK Register Company House websites, for example. So once we've done that and that's confirmed, we then send an email, in effect, to your nominated contacts that you've specified in your joining letter, and simply ask them to reply to us, confirming that they are who they say they are. So once we've received the reply back from those contacts, that effectively confirms your membership of the UK Federation. So really, they're the sort of simple, straightforward four steps that you need to do in order to join. Steps 5 and 6, there's a couple more steps required if you are a service provider or that you are an identity provider taking what's called an in-house approach, which I'll go on to explain in a little bit more detail in just a while. So step 5, once membership's confirmed, the management liaison, which is the contact that you nominate, registers an entity. An entity is basically the machine that does the authentication. So, and you tell us where that is located. So you contact us to register an entity. What we then do, we check that the domain name is registered to your organisation or owned and registered to your organisation. Once that's, we do that using a Whois lookup, which simply just confirms who the domain name is registered to. So once that's been done, we then enter the information into the Federation metadata that's downloaded by all members, so that they can actually see those details. So really that's all the application process is all about, really, and that's what we expect from you to join the Federation. I now just want to mention a little bit or describe to you the different options that you have as an identity provider in how you participate in the Federation. Option one, certainly 1A, is to take the in-house approach and you run and support your own identity provider at your organisation. Point B, the hybrid approach, is the same as the in-house, really. But if you haven't got the resources in-house, you can contract them to come in and make the necessary installation and configuration of the identity provider and then hand it over to you. Option two is to outsource it to a third party. So really you don't have to deal with the identity provision in-house. And finally, option three is for the school sector, which I'll go into explain a little bit more detail. So just looking at the first option, which is the in-house approach, so you require certain resources in-house in order to install what we recommend, this is Shibboleth platform. You have full control over your users and their personal information, because you're retaining the identity provision within house. It also provides an access management solution for both external resources that you want your users to gain access to, but also you may choose to shibboleth some of your internal resources so that users can access both the internal and external resources using just the one login credentials. There's no annual subscription charge to that, so there's no cost to you directly in that way, and it's certainly the most popular approach for our identity providers in the Federation. The hybrid model, like I said, is exactly the same as the in-house, but you contract a third party to deploy the identity provider for you. They may provide some training and staff development so that you can continue without further assistance on that. And again, they may provide further ongoing support. An example of those organisations is Salford Software and Kidderminster College, who are here today. And I believe they have got some information that you'll be able to pick up during the lunch hour later on. Option two is to outsource your identity provision. So, of course, it doesn't require much effort in-house, but you do pass, of course, your details to a third party, and you have to continue passing those up-to-date details to that third party. So that will require a data processing contract in place to comply with the DPA requirements. You have to consider there is an ongoing subscription cost involved with that. But it may be the better option, certainly either now or for you to... Sorry, better option for you now. What I should mention is that you may, depending on the situation, your organisation's situation, you may be better off going for an outsource approach initially if you haven't got the resources in-house, but then at a later stage there's nothing preventing you from choosing the in-house approach later on. EduServe, our company who do the outsourced approach, and they're also here, I believe. And again, you can find their information downstairs during the lunch hour. For the school side, you can join independently, and you would need to go the in-house approach that I just explained. But we do recommend that you join through your RBC or local authority. And take advantage of aggregation through them. Of course, they have the expertise, but certainly if you've not been contacted by either of those yourself, then we recommend that you contact them to find out what they're doing in terms of joining the Federation. For service providers, this really kind of a straightforward approach. You install the service, the shibboleth service provider pack, obtain an X509 compatible certificate, and that really enables you to take part. It's worth noting that there's no subscription or no charge to you as a service provider at all in participating in the Federation. So that's really all I wanted to talk about, the different options. A little bit about membership. I think, like Mark mentioned, it was launched at the end of November last year, we've now reached 103 members, but that's certainly increasing all the time at roughly about 4 new members a week. I think the gentleman down there wanted a list of all the services currently available in the Federation. I'm not going to list all of them, but if you visit the Federation website, we've got a list of all members and all services as they become live. But I think Mark mentioned Ovid and Elsevier as well. As examples of current service providers. This slide really here, or this bit here, is really, I want to try and alleviate those who are current Athens users, which I appreciate is not everyone here today. But it's just to say that if you join the Federation, you can access the Athens services through what's called the Athens Gateway, which is funded by the JISC, and I believe they've committed themselves up to at least 2011 to carry on funding that, so there's no cost to you as a Federation member accessing Athens services. But Athens users can also use the gateway to access Federation services, and I think that's a point worth mentioning as well. Henry and Mark mentioned that we're currently shibbolising some of the Janet services that we have, including JISC Mail and the JVCS Booking Service, and we're certainly looking to shibbolise all our other services and any future services that are coming along. It's just really does give an advantage to the end user in that they can just use their same login credentials for those services as for the other external services available in the Federation. So as the Federation operator, Janet provides a number of supports to our members, both administrative and technical, dedicated technical support for any issues that you may have. We've also produced a number of technical documents that's available from the from our website, which I think that you'll find very useful. The UK Federation website is a useful place, a medium, to clarify a lot of the things that we'll be covering today. So just to sum up, really what we recommend is that you join the Federation in order to access Federation and Athens services today. And as you've seen, it's really just mainly a paperwork exercise. And for identity providers, just to choose which option you wish to participate in. And that's all really I was going to cover today. If you want me to answer any questions or clarify anything, then please ask so.